Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Beis. In the previous perek, we learned how the Navi, Achia HaShulani, told Yerovam ben Nevat, the kingdom is going to split after Shlomo's death. And if you will be the king, and you will be the king over 10 tribes of Yisrael. Shlomo had died, and Rechavam, Shlomo's son, took the kingship after Shlomo. In this parak, we will see how Rechavam lost the support of Yisrael, as Yisrael had made Yerovam their next king. Keep in mind, as the Navi itself relates, the splitting of the kingship between Rechavam and Yerovam was orchestrated behind the scenes by Hashem. By normal, natural means, Rechavam never would have lost the kingship. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Rechavam Shechem, ki Shechem bal kol Yisrael aham lechoso. Rechavam went to Shechem because in Shechem, all of Yisrael was going to anoint him. The Radak points out, the reason why Rechavam went to Shechem is because the prophecy of Achia HaShulani had become known, and Yisrael wanted to try and circumvent Yerovam becoming the king by going to a different location for the anointing ceremony. Yerovam had heard Rechavam became the new king and came up from Egypt where he was hiding from Shlomo during Shlomo's lifetime. Yerovam came with Yisrael and approached Rechavam, the new king. Yerovam said to Rechavam, David, your father made burdens of taxes too hard on us. If you lighten the load of the taxes, then we will serve you forever. Rechavam told Yerovam and Yisrael to come back in 3-day time so he can figure out what to do. First, Rechavam asked the elders of Yisrael for advice. The elders told Rechavam, if you serve the people, then they will serve you forever. Rechavam ignored the advice of the elders, then proceeded to ask his friends, who he grew up with. They responded, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Va'ata avi hemes aleichem ol kaved, v'ani oisef ol aleichem. You should tell them that my father, he made the burden hard on you, and I will make it even harder on you. Avi yasar eschem b'shoitim, v'ani yasar eschem b'akrovim. My father pained you with sticks, and I will pain you with scorpions. On the third day, Yerovam returned to Rechavam. Rechavam had decided to listen to the advice of his childhood friends and not the elders of Yisrael. Rechavam spoke harshly to Yisrael. In Pasuk Tezvav, V'lo shama ha-melech el-am, ki haisa siba mi'im Hashem. That Rechavam didn't listen to the elders and their good advice because this was from Hashem. The Gemara in Megillah, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, explains, when elders demolish, it's really considered building. When youth build, it's really considered demolition. This is a reference to the destruction that occurred from following the advice of the younger generation. As when the Zakenim elders told Rechavam to dismantle the taxes of Shlomo, it would have saved Yisrael from the split. Keep in mind, this is a pivotal point in the history of Klal Yisrael. If Rechavam would have listened to the advice of the elders, Yisrael seemingly never would have split. Potentially, Yisrael and all 12 tribes could have remained intact forever until today, this very moment in time, as the ramifications of this we are still living today. All of Yisrael had saw Rechavam didn't listen to them. This caused Yisrael to start to actually question the throne of David and deny David as the appointed king of Yisrael. Yisrael returned home. Rechavam just ruled over the tribe of Yehuda. Rechavam then sent Adoram to collect taxes from Yisrael. Yisrael actually stoned Adoram and killed him. This was an open rebellion against the house of David. In Pasuk Chaf, Vayehi kishmo kol Yisrael kishav Yerovam v'amlicho kol Yisrael. And all Yisrael heard that Yerovam returned, and they appointed Yerovam as their new king. All the Shvatim except for the tribe of Yehuda. Rechavam arrived in Yerushalayim and prepared for battle, gathering 180,000 great warriors. In Pasuk Chavbeis, through Lamed Gimel, which is the end of the parak, a Navi named Shemaya, Ish Elokim, man of God, received a prophecy relating Yehuda and Binyamin should not start a civil war against Yisrael. Rechavam listened to the prophecy and returned home. Yerovam then placed two golden calves for idol worship first in Beis El, the second in Dan. This caused Yisrael to sin and do Avodah Zarah. Yerovam appointed non-Levim to work in his mini-Migdash he had built. Yerovam instituted a fake holiday to gather Yisrael and bring korbanos. Yerovam would ascend the altar and bring incense. The Radak explains, Yerovam had understood if Yisrael would return to Yerushalayim, there were where the Beis HaMikdash was, Rechavam, as the son of a king and now current king, would be able to influence Yisrael to tshuva. Therefore, Yerovam saw it necessary to place two golden calves to stop Yisrael from reaching Yerushalayim and coming to tshuva. The Radak also explains, Yerovam had persuaded the people by relating, Hashem wanted me to be king, as Achia Hashulani prophesied. So, it's clear Hashem doesn't want anyone from the house of David and Yerushalayim to rule over you. Therefore, he made eagles, calves, and said, just like Aaron made an eagle, a calf, in place of Moshe, so too I will make an eagle for Yisrael to serve instead of Yerushalayim. That's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.